This is a short teaching and a meditation about giving to God any of your emotions that are troubling you in exchange for that which He has already provided for you through the blood of Jesus. Giving Him the emotion that shows up that is not who you are in Christ. Or Christ in you. And these are not just about praying about events so much as the emotions that you were left with that have settled in your body. And when you think about an event, you are triggered with that same emotion. Jesus Christ has also paid the price for those. And He wants to give you something else in exchange. And He has taught me to come to Him with simple, I want statements, not in a demanding kind of way. But in a reaching out to Him from your heart to His. Prayer as in you are just speaking with Him as you would a friend. Making I want statements is a way of putting your trust in Him and leaning on Him, knowing that He is God, and He loves you, and He wants those very things for you that you are asking for. It's not things for materialistic or to increase your power or anything like that, but it's for have Him in you operating at the heart level. In you, and you acknowledging, knowing that He is in you, and you're just talking to Him and offering yourself to Him. You're looking to Him for what you truly want spiritually and emotionally, and yes, physically too, healing. And you shall have those things that you say. When those things are things that Jesus has already said He wants to give us. In Mark, when it says you can have whatsoever things you say, it's not referring to things. It's things of the heart that He's longing to hear you to ask for. So He can give it to you. Those are the kind of prayers that God answers. So just find yourself a comfortable spot. And just breathe in a breath. And out. Just breathe in. And out. One more time. And with a sigh, just let your body find every comfortable spot it needs. And just relax. And these are just some examples that you can use in this time of I want, Lord. If you're feeling sadness, just tell yourself and the Holy Spirit in you and the Holy Spirit and the subconscious working together will bring it about. The Holy Spirit carries these kind of prayers to the Father. then don't come back void. Sadness, I want your joy that you freely offer. I want your joy that you freely offer. I want your laughter to be my good medicine. I want your laughter to be my good medicine. In exchange for anger, I want to learn from you. I want to learn from you, Lord. I want to be patient. I want to be patient and slow to speak. I want to be patient and slow to speak. In exchange for being frustrated, I want to slow down and think with you. I want to slow down and think with you. I want your wisdom to work through any situation. I want your wisdom to work through any situation. In exchange for stress or anxiety, I want to trust in you with all my heart, in all my ways, leaning on you for understanding. I want to trust in you with all my heart, in all my ways, leaning on you for understanding. For lonely, in exchange, I want to find my solace in your presence. I want to find my solace in your presence. I want to be present with you and know your comfort. I want to be present with you and know your comfort. For bitterness, in exchange, I want your love in my heart to be my guide. I want your love in my heart to be my guide. Fearful. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. Bitter. I want your love in my heart to be my guide. I want your love in my heart to be my guide. Confused. I want your wisdom to guide me through any confusion. I want your wisdom to guide me through any confusion. doubt. I want your love and wisdom to guide me. I want to trust in you completely. I want your love and wisdom to guide me. I want to trust in you completely. False guilt. I want to be free of the lie that I am guilty, because you have already paid the price. I want to be free of the lie that I am guilty, because you have already paid the price. Sin. I want your forgiveness for what I have done, and I repent. I want your forgiveness for what I have done, and I repent. I want your blood to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I thank you that I walk forgiven and cleansed. I thank you that I walk forgiven and cleansed. When we pray in this way, we give the Holy Spirit and our subconscious clear, simple statements coming from a sincere heart that really wants what you're saying. And then both the Holy Spirit and the subconscious work together to bring about these things that you say. We can ask for these type of things with an open heart before the Lord, because these are the kind of prayers that He longs to hear and answer. We leave the details in His hands and give Him full play in our heart while He is preparing our heart for the answer and transformation. You are actually praying from your heart with Him leading you. When you pray in this way, speaking softly to yourself and to God, you will feel the clouds parting and the negative stuff being diminished in your heart, being free to feel and express His love to yourself as well as to others. If it doesn't happen overnight, it's okay. Just stay with Him. His heart will guide you. And you will notice one day when you think about something that used to trigger fear, anger, or stress, or whatever kind of emotion in it, you will realize that it's gone and the doubt is gone. And you can remember that event that used to really bother you, and it's no longer bothering you because you're walking in the healing of Jesus. God takes your words, like these I wants, and transforms your thinking and your emotions. And how you feel when you think of something that used to put you in a tailspin. You will know that God has heard you and He has answered your prayers. The best part, He knew how to do it without our instruction, and we just trusted in Him. Let this be the way that you walk and talk in Him. It doesn't replace any of the other kind of prayers, but praying in this way, in the place of stillness with Him, in His healing place, and having a stillness of heart when you're up doing your work and spending your day, you will find yourself just saying these things to yourself. If the negative thought comes, you'll say the counter to it. And you will find yourself with joy unspeakable, peace that passes all understanding, courage. Practice these things. You're undoing years of letting those emotions run you. So it'll take practice, but keep practicing, because God is in this with you, and He isn't going to stop until the work is finished. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing to us. Thank you for showing me this way of just simply talking to you, exchanging our human, fleshly, negative emotions for those things that you have already given. And we just begin to receive those as we speak gently and softly to you. I want that. We thank you, Jesus. Breathe in all that peace now. Just thank Him. Thank Him for what He's doing for you. In Jesus' name, amen.